Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 10, verses 2 to 26. Welcome to the Noah family reunion, folks. Pay close attention and memorize those name tags. There will be a test later.
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. That recap has made more sense than what we just read, Connie. I'm just saying, it actually had words I could actually understand. I don't speak pig Latin or ancient Jewish or whatever the hell this language is anymore. These people, they named their kids some weird shit. I think it was just whatever just fell out of their mouth is just what they wanted to call them. Blagla. Yeah, that's your name. Blagla.
Blagla.
Blagla. Blagger, blagum, blagum, blagum. That's not racist at all.
I don't, since we're not speaking any particular language, I don't think it.
I don't know if this, what language this even is anymore. Just
Klingon makes more sense, and I don't speak Klingon.
I don't speak Klingon. Well, I speak a few words. I know what kapla means, but that means success. See?
Kapla.
Kapla. We're not going to have much kapla with this.
No, but we should. Let's just have fun with it. That's what I'm finding up where I wind up being.
Well, next time we go through this, we're going to read it all in Klingon, just for all you Klingonites out there. And then
I'm off our screen afterwards.
Yeah, we'll have to squeegee off our screens and our microphones afterwards, and we'll have to change them, actually, because they'll be so soaked and everything like that. Anyway, we left off at 10:26, so we're picking up at 10:27 this time around.
All right.
10:27. That's yours.
And Hadaram and Uzal and Dikla. We have a dick.
We have the dick has landed. Dun, dun, dun.
It's a tiny dick, though.
Yeah. 10:28. And Obol and Asbimus and Sheba. I don't know. What the hell is that? Ibiminel. Someone was on smoke. Somebody was smoking something this time.
And another Sheba, though.
And another Sheba. Apparently, Sheba's a very popular name.
That's going to be confusing at the family reunion.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm going to have to go by my middle name at the family reunion.
Yeah.
10:29. And Ophir and Havilah, that's the second Havilah, and Jobab. He'd be from Alabama. all these were the sons of Joktan.
Yeah, see, there's never any women ever born. It's only guys. I don't know who they're fucking, but there's no guy. There's no women. It's only guys.
It's raining,
so this book.
Hallelujah! It's raining men.
So all those that's perfect. These anti-homosexual people. Your first part of your book is all homosexuals. I'm just saying because they can't. There's no women. No women are ever mentioned. How do we know there's any women here at all? I mean,
this is one of those firefighter calendars where the guys are all shirtless, and just wearing their turnouts and
apparently either that or the women are just so not important, and we've said this before that women are just so not important to the Bible that they're just not mentioned at all. It's like, who did they have sex with? Who, what were their names? Did they even matter? I mean, really?
Evidently not. We don't, you know what, Noah's wife and daughters-in-law were important enough to save, but we never knew their names.
Yeah, we were able to throw them on the ark, but after that, we don't give a shit about you anymore.
Of course not.
No. And I'm not going all social justice warrior on the Bible here, but I'm just saying, you know, there's no, the women are not mentioned. The guys are just like, yeah, we had sons. Did you have any daughters? Yeah, but we forgot their names. Because they're women. Women aren't important. Women are just not important.
Did they even get names?
No, it's like tits 1, boobs 2, and cunt 3.
This is the movie Caveman.
Yeah. Ugh. Ugh. Ah. 10:30. Yeah, no, is it 10:30? I thought we were at 10:30 too.
No.
Wishful thinking on my part.
Almost there.
Almost there. 10:30, and the dwelling was from Mesha, as thou ghost. It says ghost. It actually says ghost.
Goest.
Okay, goest. Well, they're almost interchangeable. Go as thou goest into Sippar, a mount of the east.
Okay, then.
Okay.
So
apparently there's a mountain there. See the mountain. The mountain is mentioned. The name of the mountain is mentioned. All these women who gave birth to all these kids, not mentioned. They name mountains. Mountains are more important than women. Okay, I'm making a list. Things more important than women. Sheep, things that creepeth on the earth. Mountains, women take it a close third, maybe almost a fourth at this point.
Oh, my goodness. 10:31. These are the sons of Shem after their families, after their tongues in the lands, after their nations.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Yeah, this is there's some supposed to be a notation here, but it's missing apparently for some reason.
Oh no, it's up at the top. It goes back to the fact that everybody has a different language.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
It's mentioned three different times because Noah had three different sons, and we might have forgotten that everybody's speaking their own language.
Right.
Because this is the Bible loves to, you know, tell us stuff the obvious stuff, like, you know, remember now, everybody speaks a different language.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Because that's gonna be really important coming here. In just a few more verses.
Right. Exactly. No, you're right. That's...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, everybody's got their own tongue. Everybody's speaking their own language, but Babel hasn't fallen yet, so that whole Babel thing doesn't make any sense now. I really didn't think about it like this. 10:32, and it's the last one on this chapter, thankfully.
Yay.
10:32, these are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. So again, they're living in the earth. They're all groundhogs. The nations are all underground. They're the mole people. You ever seen the story of the time machine? The guy goes forward in time, and then you've got the Molochs, and then you've got the Ood. Living on top of the earth, and every once in a while they blow all the siren, and the Molochs come up and they steal the Ood and take them back to eat upon them.
Well, that was their fault because the name sounds like food.
Yeah, it does. I was just thinking that, as a matter of fact, the Ood sound like food. They're Ood, they're food. Yeah. Yeah, so I guess you get to lead us off in chapter 11.
All right. Okay, chapter 11, verse 1. And the whole earth was of one tongue and one speech.
Wait a minute. It just says here, for me, it says just the whole earth was of one language and one speech.
Oh, sorry, one language.
That's all right. I was like, where did you read tongue?
Sorry about that.
Oh.
I guess I can't read what's right in front of me.
I put words in there, too, that aren't in there, either, so don't worry about that. See, now this one here, this doesn't match what was just happened in Genesis 10. Now this one, it says, now this cannot be true since at the time, supposedly around 2400 BCE, there was already many languages, each unintelligible to the others. This is even admitted in earlier Genesis 10:5, 10:20, and 10:31, where other languages are mentioned before the Tower of Babel was supposedly constructed. So, yeah, this is not possible. So they can't all be of the same language. They were already separated by language already multiple times. So yet another contradiction. 11:2. And it came to pass once upon a time. They could have just started out like that. As they journeyed from the east, they found a plain. Oh, they found a plan? No, plan? Plane. They found a plane.
Yeah.
It was Amelia Earhart. No. They found a plane in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. So they did find Amelia Earhart. There, see, she went. She didn't. She didn't get lost in over the ocean. She went back in time. She got sucked through a hole in time and space, and they found a plane there. Oh, that's a different plane. PLAIN, not PLANE. Oh yeah. No, this is another one of those weird pieces of dialogue they've got here.
Sorry, I just lost audio for 2 seconds. I don't know what happened. So,
oh, that's okay.
If I wasn't responding. Yeah, and they dwelt there. Okay. 11:3, and they said to one another, "Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and slime they had for mortar.
Slime. They must have been watching Ghostbusters. They had slime there.
Yes. So they've evidently reasoned out how to make brick.
Yeah.
Unless that was something that they did before the flood already.
Yeah, how do they relearn all this stuff?
I
mean, just
don't know.
Apparently they just passed it down, I guess. I don't know. There's no... Well, I guess they don't need to tell us how they knew how to make brick and stone. They just had it. So, whatever. 11:4. And they said, "Go to..." They must be doing programming language at this point. They go to 10, repeat, go back to 1. and they said, "Go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." See,
who is this they?
I don't know.
I mean,
who are they? There's like, see, we have these things nowadays called skyscrapers. Where's God to stop them from building these things? And they knew how to make bricks and stone, but you know, they can't build things up very high with just brick and stone. It would collapse in on itself.
Well, and just because we can build upwards, they're making it sound like we're going to reach where God's at.
I think they're trying to say,
as a kid, that was the questions I had about this.
Yeah. I think they're trying to say that they're trying to build it up into the sky where they think that their imaginary sky wizard is living at this point.
Yeah.
Or God, the Lord is living, I should say.
So like tower to reach the heaven and make us a name, lest we be scattered. So I don't know what, lest we be scattered. I thought that they already were.
I thought they were already scattered. They already said they were all scattered abroad already.
Right.
So this doesn't make any sense. They're already scattered. Why?
And who and what is uniting man again here? Because again,
it's
all these different tribes.
Yeah. Oh, it's a tower. Apparently, everybody's like, they're out in the distance, like 5-10 miles away, and they're sitting on flat land apparently, because you know it's the flat earthers there, because they think the earth is flat, and they say, "Hey, look what they're doing over there in Babel. We should go check that out. Hey, why do I get a job over here to help build on this tower? You can't. We're making a name for ourselves. Go build your own tower, asshole."
Yeah. Well, we all kind of know what this tower is supposedly meant to be, too,
yeah.
Later on. But 11:5, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded.
See, there's the problem. Well, there's your problem.
Yep.
Now, and the Lord came down to see. He couldn't see it from where he was sitting. God's in heaven. I mean, we have satellites, okay? We can peer down on any part of the earth that we want to, and we can see towers and buildings and things like that. God is supposedly all-powerful, all-knowing. Why did he have to come down to see it? Why wouldn't he have already known that they were doing it? I mean, why didn't he try to stop them before they even tried to start to build it? Say, "Hey, guys, I'm God. Nice to meet you. I know I've been away on the other side of this flat earth, you know, masturbating."
That flood thing, wasn't that crazy?
Yeah, I know that flood. Yeah, the flood thing, that's crazy. You can't do that. I don't want you to like build this tower. So, but no, he's like, wait until they already get it built. Like, wait a minute, what's going on over there? I got to come down to see it. You know, and this goes back to the whole thing where if somebody had told me that if angels are seen coming down from heaven, that they're actually demons or some shit. I never got that straight. It's always the angels that ascended, but they never descended. So God is coming down, so therefore he's a demon. by that logic. I mean, if that's what it was, if I remember it correctly, but this.
Well, you see, God's such a great parent. It's sort of like he put Adam and Eve in that garden with both those trees, and he doesn't come around until after everything's gone to shit.
Right.
And he, instead of coming down and saying, "Hey, I hear you guys are starting to build something," you know, they're putting bricks together. They get the idea. They want a city. If he pays attention, like everybody thinks he pays attention, he could have come in and said, "Yeah, no, that's not a good idea, guys. You know, yeah. I don't want this to happen."
Yeah,
no, he's going to wait till after they've already done it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, he's like he's like that asshole kid who waits till the guy gets the sandcastle all built up nice and neat, and he comes and kicks it down.
I'm sorry, I was busy pulling the wings off flies and burning ants. come over here, and now I'm going to do this.
Right. 11:16, and the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do." See, this is right here. It says, this is showing that imagination is bad. This is the first foundation of laying that down and say, this is why you cannot have an imagination. You should not imagine anything, because God is going to come down and kick down your sandcastle.
I have no idea what his flipping problem is.
Yeah.
Evidently, we've been made in his image, but, you know, having an imagination.
Yeah.
Is a bad thing.
Now, there is a footnote here. It says, God worries that the people will succeed in building a tower high enough to reach him or them, you know, because we've said that in Genesis 1. He's talking to himself or other gods, apparently, and in heaven, and by doing so, they will become omnipotent. That's what he's thinking. Apparently, then every space shuttle has flown had come back, and all those people are now omnipotent gods. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that doesn't happen either.
Oh my gosh. Well, again, that's going back to the garden. He's worried about us becoming too powerful.
Yeah, or too knowledgeable.
Exactly.
Yep.
7, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech.
Okay, who is he talking
to?
Who is us? Mm-hmm. Maybe he's probably got... He's bipolar, or not bipolar. He's got multiple personalities.
He's schizophrenic.
He's schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Well, God is already shit. We've already seen God is schizophrenic already. This is just more proof that he's. Maybe there was no other gods. Maybe he was just he's showing that he's schizophrenic in this, because he's like, yeah, there's all these other people around me. Where'd they go? Oh yeah, you're over there, Bob. I mean me. I don't know who am I.
And evidently just, you know, I don't understand how, I mean, obviously it helps to be able to talk to one another.
Yeah.
But first of all, let's just take away everybody's free will. You're just going to just shift shit around and mess with people's heads. How does he even do that?
Right.
Possible.
He couldn't just reset and make Adam and Eve forget that they ate of the fruit of knowledge, but here they just, well, I'm just going to scramble their languages.
Yeah, scramble their brains.
This is the part where they say, when people say, oh, God doesn't interfere with free will. Well, this is just proof that he's interfering with their free will. By scattering their languages, that's if he actually did this, then it just shows that he's trying to interfere with their free will to do a thing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense. Let's see. We're at
11:8.
Oh, damn. I thought we were at farther. I was hoping. 11:8. So the Lord scattered them abroad. Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to do that, make sure that they're clean, you know, and just none of those women that look like sheep. I'm sorry. The Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. So
it wasn't enough that he did the language. He also evidently somehow forced them to
leave.
Leave?
Yeah, apparently if I'm reading this right,
mm-hmm.
he scattered them abroad. All these people were speaking the same language. Some of them probably understand each other. And it's like, you know what? I think that God is saying, since we can't understand my friend Joe anymore because he's now speaking, I don't know, it's some kind of gutter speak or whatever it is. So I'm going to go over, so all the people who can understand me, let's go march over there and we'll go back to this other nation. Or God has told me we need to go over there. So apparently now he tells them that, he gives them the idea that they shouldn't be building this tower. Brilliant,
yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant, God. You're late as ever. It's like, wait, this woman is getting raped, but God's going to make sure that he takes care of it afterwards. So go ahead and rape, because God ain't going to do nothing to you at the moment. He'll wait and punish you later. See, this is also laying down the foundation of God will punish you later. You know, he'll let you do it until he doesn't want you to do it anymore. Then he'll find a way to fuck it up, and then he'll punish you later. Never while you're doing it or before. Say, hey, don't do this, but later.
Yeah. Well, it according to what a lot of people say, that this tower was actually a ziggurat, which would have been an astrological, mm-hmm. astronomical observation tower.
Yeah.
They were trying to read the heavens.
Yeah.
I don't know. So again, knowledge is bad.
Yep. Knowledge is bad.
I don't know. And why? Okay. They've been building this thing for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
It might even be almost completed. I don't, even if you couldn't understand each other's language, it would seem to me you still have the knowledge of making the bricks. There's probably a drawing of the building
mm-hmm.
that everybody at least at some point understood what was going on. They could,
right.
If they would have banded together, they could have figured out a way
yep.
to transcend the language barrier and still complete this thing. But this is all it takes, is just God to say, yeah, well, you know, and putting, you know, evidently, it's confusing language and putting thoughts to everybody's head. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just need to go off and go to some place that might be called New Zealand one day. I'm just going to go.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, 11:9. Therefore, it is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth.
And
God is an asshole.
And he's repeating himself again.
Yep.
Because he just said this basically before. He just said this back in 11:7. He just mm-hmm. like, okay, I confound their language. Oh, by the way, I fucked everybody's language up. Ain't I a nice guy? No, you're an asshole. If this actually happened, that's an asshole move. If God really existed, we wanted to scatter someone's language, do it to Ted Cruz. I'm sorry. I should not be saying that. I'm bringing in current events into this. I apologize. I did not want to do that. We should, these people who are doing things that we don't like.
Televangelists.
Yes. Make sure that they start speaking language that nobody else can understand. Televangelists and like Pat Robertson, make sure he's not speaking any languages. Of course, if he's dead by the time this comes out, then fuck him.
But then they just say they're speaking in tongues, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. 11:10, I think, is where we're at.
Yes, yes.
And 11:10, these are the generations of Shem. Shem was an hundred. That's what it says, an hundred. Wow. Shem was an hundred years old and begat asphyxiated. Aflax. 2 years after the flood. Why are we going back to these generations of so-and-so again?
Oh, because God is mean.
Apparently, it's just like, I'm going to start talking about all these people having sex and having kids, and then I'm going to throw in this tower, a story about a Tower of Babel, and then everybody's going to start fucking again.
Oh, maybe the tower is a phallic symbol. I don't know.
Maybe.
And Shem, 11:11. And Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years and begat sons and daughters.
Oh, now we get daughters. Daughters. Yeah, the daughters now show up. Yay!
Yay.
There was no women before, but just guys. Just guys. No women, just guys. And these sons and daughters, while everybody else is more important to mention their names, these people, now that they're finally mentioning the daughters, but they're not even mentioning the sons' names now. So,
well, yeah. Maybe something else got a little more confused after the tower. Maybe that's what God was really upset about. He's like, yeah, you guys, I'm tired of you fucking. So we're going to make sure to have more girls now.
Well, yeah, we need more girls now because I'm tired of watching you guys having butt sex. 11:12. 11, 12, and Aphed lived 530 years and begat Shelah, another Shelah.
11:13, and Arphaxad lived after he begat Selah 403 years and begat sons and daughters.
Oh, 11:14, and Shelah lived 30 years and begat Eber. Only 30 years? Wait a minute. Everybody's living hundreds of years. Oh, somebody must have Shelah must not have been very special to God because they only lived for 30 years.
No. And in 11:15, and Shelah lived after he begat Eber 403 years.
Wait
a
minute.
Sons and daughters.
How did he, wait a second, he lived for 30 years, and here this is 430 years.
That means he was
30 years
before he became a dad.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. His dick still worked.
We're just saying. It only counts, number one only counts, and everything else after that.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here.
16,
thank you. And Eber lived 430 years and begat Peleg. Peg leg. So for 43 years. So lived for 43 years and then had his first kid.
11:17. And Eber lived after he begat Peg leg 430 years and begat sons and daughters.
And 11:18. And Peleg lived 30 years and begat Reu.
Oh, I know that. From the fighting game. Dang it.
Oh.
I lost the name of it. Okay. But you know, Street Fighter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Anyway, that's a different thing. Okay. 11:19, and Pegleg lived after he begat Ryu 209 years and begat sons and daughters. Ooh, are they getting younger and younger? I mean, they're not living as long.
Definitely not living as long, and they're begetting sons and daughters, and now they're saying they're still not mentioning their names. Apparently, they're not very important. Of course, none of these people are important because they're only mentioned a few times, and then they're never mentioned again, as I've said multiple times. Now, 11:20, and Ryu lived 230 years and begat Shrug. She-Rug. Princess of the Universe.
11:21, and Ryu lived after he begat She-Rug 207 years and begat sons and daughters.
Oh. 11:22, and Serug lived 30 years and begat Nahor.
Oh, that's not very nice. And 11:23, and Serug lived after he begat Nahor 200 years and begat sons and daughters.
11:24, and Nahor lived 29 years and begat Terah.
25, and Nahor lived after he begat Terah 119 years and begat sons and daughters.
11:26, and Terah lived 70 years and begat Abram, Norah, and Haran.
11:27, now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran begat Lot.
Lot!
he was a betting man.
He was a betting man. I know we're coming up on a 30-minute mark. We're going to push through on this one because it's a laundry list at this point. Where was he? 11:28. And Haran died Oh, no, he died before his father, Terran, in the land of nativity, in Ur of the Chaldees.
Ur of the Chaldees, yep.
Chaldees.
And 29, and Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah.
See, there's the first name of someone's wife is actually mentioned.
Yes.
Or a woman's name is actually mentioned, other than Eve. 11:30, but Sarah was barren. She had no child. Oh, see, that's the only reason why they mentioned her, because she couldn't she couldn't have any kids.
You useless woman.
You useless woman are going to make sure that everybody knows your name, because you're a useless bitch. You're just good for having sex with, and that's it, and making sandwiches. You're not even good to have no children. Fuck you.
Well, he would, but it's useless.
Right.
11:31, and Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go to the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there.
Well, apparently must have been a popular spa place, I guess. I don't know. 11:32, and the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Oh, damn. Hey, if you're having sex and you die, I mean, that's the best way to do it. No. You get to come and go at the same time. Now, these people are just some quick footnotes on these things here. Now, these people live ridiculously long lives. Aphed or whatever his name was, lived 438 years. Sarah lived 433 years. Eber, 464 years. Peleg, whatever his name was, 239 years. Reu lived 239 years. Lived 229 years. Nahor lived 148 years. Now, of course, then there was also, when it says that in the days of Terah, who died at 200, in the days of Terah, who was 205 years, how old was he when he died? Because it's not mentioned. And how old was Abraham when he left Haran? And how old was Abraham when Ishmael was born? Of course, that's later on, I guess.
Yeah.
And then there's another point here where Terah lived 205 years in 11:32. Finally, there's mentioned that he lived that length of time. I mean, people do not live these amount of time lengths. I mean, they just don't. And those people that say the canopy was the one before Noah, where everybody was living longer. Here's more examples of people living longer after Noah's flood. So to say that's the reason why people live longer before Noah and not after is bullshit, because here's the examples in your own Bible that say you're living longer after Noah's flood.
Right. Even if those years are slowly shrinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It does not make any sense. But no. We want you to make sense on Twitter. If you want to follow us, we're at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And if you're on Patreon, and or if you just want to send us some money, that's at Patreon, patreon.com/ABANDNW. If you want to send, you know, $10, $1 million, something to, you know, help fund the podcast here. If you're on Facebook, and who isn't on Facebook, that's at facebook.com/ABANDNW. And we have a blog which has all the links to all the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, and iTunes. That's at abandnw.wordpress.com. And if you would like to email us with questions, comments, suggestions, or tell us just to go fuck ourselves with your hate mail, we'll post that. And you can send that to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. And be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. And please remember to leave us a five stars and a review on iTunes and Stitcher and Spreaker for us. all those locations. So until next time, this has been The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.